What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, January 7th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about today. As usual, we're going to go through the news until we run out of news, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. I'm expecting a lot of phone calls today, given recent events here. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's just get right on into it. Obviously, the aftermath of yesterday's obviously staged riot in Washington, D.C. is continuing, and more evidence is surfacing that it was a propaganda stunt to discredit the Trump supporters. Again, we're looking at this this young lady, Ashley Babbitt, 14-year veteran of the United States Air Force, married, 35 years old, and was basically just standing behind the people who were trying to get into the building when she was shot by the Capitol Police. And there were police behind her, and they indicating they did not consider her an immediate threat. But somebody opened fire on her. That officer has yet to be identified. Meanwhile, of course, everybody's out there saying, well, it's all the fault of Trump supporters. It's all the fault of Donald Trump himself. If she hadn't been here, she wouldn't have been done. There are even posts all over saying that she deserved it for being there, which I think is about as callous as you can get here. And over on Facebook, as a matter of fact, they're allowing Ashley Babbitt's page to be just loaded up by leftists celebrating her death. And then they turned around and banned a news outlet for daring to criticize the shooting. This was Information Liberation got banned for writing a post saying that shooting her was wrong. She didn't have a weapon. She didn't present a threat. And I'm in agreement with that. There was no reason for gunfire to have happened whatsoever. So anyway, the police of the Washington, D.C. Police has acknowledged four people died. There was the woman who was shot. The other three are being described as medical emergencies, but there is a report that one of them was actually a suicide that took place right there in the middle of the protest. We're waiting for confirmation on that one, and hopefully that will be shortly forthcoming here. Another video showed police actually push a protester off a balcony at the D.C. Capitol. That was caught, on video, and it was just an ugly situation here. Story coming on out from cuzblue.com. More and more evidence is surfacing that some individuals in the Capitol were not Trump supporters. And we know that Antifa was being bussed in. They were met with a police escort. There is a video that's out there now. It's at whatreallyhappened.com showing the police opening the barricades to let the Antifa people who are wearing MAGA hats and shirts and everything into the Capitol here. And there's another video that somebody actually caught Antifa, Black Lives Matter, being bussed in for the rally with the police escort. So this whole thing, a staged propaganda stunt here. So the video surfaced showing law enforcement in Washington, D.C., escorting chartered Antifa buses into the Capitol just days before the Trump rally on January 6th. The footage was uploaded to YouTube. Of course, it was immediately taken down. It has since been put up on Brighteon, where people can see it and link to it and download it onto your hard drive. I mean, right now, the corporate social media, they're absolutely coming down hard on everybody that is criticizing or questioning what happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And so if you've got the room on your hard drive, this might be the time to start archiving some of this material for future use. Another story, this one coming out of the Geller Report, showing Antifa infiltrators stormed the Capitol building. This was deliberate. It was an orchestrated distraction. And it was not too long ago that somebody actually acquired an Antifa flyer, you know, calling on Antifa to be at the Capitol, to wear Trump clothing to blend in. But the signal was they were going to wear their MAGA hats backward so they could identify each other in the crowd. Now, one of the figures that has come out in the reporting on the riots at the Capitol building has been nicknamed the Viking. And he was this guy wearing a horned helmet and dressed in furry outfits, and he had face paint. And he was supposed to be one of these Trump supporters that was trashing the place. But apparently earlier this year, he was photographed at a Black Lives Matter rally wearing the same outfit and almost the same identical face paint. And of course, it's very obvious he's got tattoos that are visible in both photos. And this Viking guy is obviously an insider. In fact, there's another photo where he's posing with Michael Voss, who just happens to be Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law. So it's just really, again, just like they botched hiding the election theft from the American people, they're botching this propaganda stunt. The word is getting on out there. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, remember when there were the riots in Hong Kong where they smashed up everything? There was a lot more damage that was done. And Nancy Pelosi said that storming legislatures was a beautiful thing to behold. And she was all in favor of the Hong Kong rioters. Well, obviously not how she feels when it comes to Washington, D.C. here. Some Russiagate Democrats are insisting that Vladimir Putin was responsible for the crowd that stormed the U.S. Capitol. They're blaming all kinds of people, you know, white separatists, white males, white privilege. They're just out there, you know, screaming about, you know, who's to blame, except, of course, for the Democrats themselves and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Story coming on out of Hideout Now, a former FBI agent on the ground at the U.S. Capitol says at least one busload of Antifa thugs infiltrated the Trump demonstration. And from the video that I mentioned before, there were more of those as well. Another article, this one is coming out of the Gateway Pundit. It's quoting some of the people who were on the ground there saying, "We had no weapons. We were peaceful. They just started shooting at us. The police attacked the protesters with pepper spray, tear gas, and clubs. And the police just went totally violent very, very quickly. They knew ahead of time that their goal was to basically beat this down. And then as soon as the corporate media was done making the necessary videotapes and photographs of it, they were going to go home." And again, looking at the left out on social media, it's all over Twitter, calls for retribution. And apparently accounts bearing Twitter's stamp of approval, the blue verified check mark, are calling for Trump supporters to just simply be shot. Now, Breitbart News asked them, you know, what is going on with this? And Twitter said, "We'll continue to enforce our rules, including our policy against violent threats." But apparently that is not happening. Rod Blackhurst, a director who has worked on a number of titles for Netflix, just came on out and said, "Please just blank shoot them all." Oh, I don't think this is going to end with what happened yesterday. I think we're in a calm before a real storm. And over at the White House, Trump is apparently very angry at what happened in the Congress yesterday. He feels that Pence betrayed him. And apparently President Trump has banned Pence's chief of staff from the White House. He's not allowed on the White House grounds. Now, President Trump has basically said he's promising an orderly transition on January 20th following Congress certifying Biden's win. And, you know, he's out there, you know, saying what he needs to be saying here. But apparently a lot of the GOP lawmakers who were going to object to the electors dropped their objections because of yesterday's unrest. And that, of course, was probably one of the reasons why Antifa caused a ruckus. In fact, on Fox News earlier today, they had somebody who claims to be an expert saying that yesterday's unrest has destroyed the Republican Party. I hardly think so. It was definitely a staged false flag event. Now, apparently, the deep state is not satisfied to allow Trump to end his term on the 20th of this month. He's still got 2 weeks to go. And might be capable of more mischief. And so there are calls for President Trump to be immediately removed, either through impeachment or invoking the 25th Amendment. And all of the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee wrote a letter to Vice President Trump urging him to invoke the 25th Amendment. And Pence might go along with it because at least for 2 weeks, he would get to be the president of the United States and go right into the history books for that one here. So another report on the same topic, this is coming from the Daily Wire. Trump's own cabinet is considering removing him from office. And already a lot of the White House aides are resigning. You know, they're going to get out there and get their resumes out there before all the really tasty jobs are taken. And apparently CBS News and ABC News are reporting that cabinet secretaries had started talking about the idea, but say it has not been formally presented to Vice President Mike Pence here. Apparently, Stephanie Grisham, who's the top aide to First Lady Melania, has also resigned. It's a lot of turmoil over there. And social media is still out there playing their censorship games. Twitter has deleted President Trump's video calling for peace because in it, you know, he says, yes, the election was stolen, but it's now time to go home, which I think is about as magnanimous as you can get. So Twitter locked out the account and threatened a permanent suspension unless the offending video was removed. Now, apparently, Instagram is joining not just Twitter, but Facebook, suspending President Trump's account for 24 hours. And Facebook deleted the 1.7 million member group, Joe Biden is not my president, with no warning and no explanation. So you're seeing the face of the dictatorship right in front of you. In fact, there's an article on this very subject that came out of Zero Hedge. The failure to contain big tech is the biggest single failure of 2020. They are totally out of control. They see themselves as running the country and certainly running what you think. And they still have their immunity. Trump was not able to get a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And so they can do whatever they want with the traffic going through their sites with impunity. Now, this, of course, has led to all kinds of new competition, which I think is a good thing. I mean, I stopped using Twitter and Facebook, you know, this time last year because of all that was going on here. Now, getting on down to Georgia. Story coming on out of Blabberbuzz, basically saying that the Democrats pulled off a Georgia Senate victory in a night that resembled the general election back in November. Now, Democrat John Ossoff has claimed victory over Georgia Republican David Perdue, even though the race supposedly remains too close to call. But again, it was a sweep down there, and the Senate will now be under Democratic control with a Democrat sitting as president of the Senate. Anyway, apparently there's been two clips. I think it was just yesterday or may have been Monday where somebody captured on the TV where Perdue had 32,000 votes vanish from his total. And apparently somebody else also got that. The video is posted up there. That's, you know, obviously enough of a vote drop to tilt the race toward the Democrats. So, again, they're still cheating because nobody is out there able to stop them here. Jim Jordan is out there saying that Americans instinctively know there was something wrong with this election. I don't think most Americans are relying on their instincts. I think more and more Americans are tuning in to independent media, and they're looking at the evidence for themselves. But there is absolutely no question this was the crookedest election in United States history. And unfortunately, it signals dark times ahead, because first of all, in order to secure their control over the country, we can expect the liberals to just come down absolutely hard on the American people in general. They're going to try and put that Bill of Rights in the shredder, especially the Second Amendment, especially the First Amendment. More about that later in the program. We're turning into the new Soviet Union here. Now, the Democrats have released their white list, or rather their wish list of what they want to accomplish with a Democratic White House and a Democratic Senate. And it's really draconian out there. Democrats have called for new voting rights legislation ever since the 2013 decision canceled parts of the Voting Rights Acts of 1965, dealing with federal error of some rules. So they want to go on out and change the rules again to have it all work in their favor. Mitch McConnell was hindering a vote on the $2,000 stimulus checks to Americans, even though President Trump pressed them to pass them. Well, now that Biden is in, they're going to go ahead with the $2,000 stimulus checks so that everybody will be grateful to Joe Biden. I don't know how well that's going to work when you look at Joe Biden's new tax increases, which will hit the average middle class family for an additional $2,000 per year. So it's not like you're really gaining all that much. Over in the world of corporate media, C-SPAN has reinstated Steve Scully. Now, remember that Steve Scully came under some criticism last October when he admitted he lied about his Twitter account being hacked and some very inflammatory material being posted there. But apparently all is now forgiven at C-SPAN, and he is back on board there. Officers involved in the Jacob Blake shooting vindicated by the evidence, and yesterday news outlets, journalists and influencers, on Tuesday, said Jacob Blake was unarmed. There was evidence to the contrary, but apparently there is video showing that, yes, he was armed. It was described as lawful but awful, which I agree with that as well. All righty, we're coming up on a break here. Let's get into COVID-19. They're pushing that now on the corporate media. They want you to forget all about, you know, the questions about what happened yesterday. And so they're back to COVID-19 numbers are up. The British mutation is coming to eat you, and the fear-mongering is proceeding apace here. But Amazon is now selling an FDA-approved at-home test for coronavirus that will produce results in less than 72 hours. It's $110 each. Now, over in Norway, apparently patients who received their first dose of the corona vaccine died shortly afterwards at a Norwegian nursing home. And apparently the departed were among the first in the country to receive the Pfizer vaccine, BioNTech vaccine here. And medical authorities are saying they're going to investigate the circumstances to try and figure out what exactly happened. And they're really trying to look into whether the vaccine was the cause of death. Of course, here in America, corporate media is saying, no, absolutely not. These people were going to die anyway. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help
her. Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder as we head into 2021, which is already shaping up to be even crazier than 2020. Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help and financial support to keep on trying to get information, facts out to the American people so that they can make good choices. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 724-2719, extension 3. And all of this contact information is up at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, we're talking about COVID-19, and down in Florida, apparently there was this perfectly healthy Miami doctor, 56 years old, who died of a blood disorder just 16 days after getting the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. His wife is certain it was triggered by the jab, and apparently Pfizer is saying, yes, we have to take a look at this and see if there's really a problem. So it's just ugly out there here. Over in Spain, Authorities intervene as elderly residents suffers COVID outbreak after getting the vaccine. And apparently it's not just Spain. It's a number of European states. They're rolling out vaccination efforts. But apparently in the Domus V. Costa Denblanes residence for the elderly in Calvia, Mallorca, apparently after a screening on the 3rd of January, they found a COVID outbreak. And there have been people saying they're coming down with COVID symptoms after getting the shot. That's what happened to my doctor. So, again, you know, I mean, this is really an untested technology, this mRNA stuff. And, you know, it sounds good in theory, but with a rush job, it's really scary. Now, over at the Pentagon, apparently they have done a study showing that the shot for the seasonal flu will raise your risk of coronavirus by 36%. Now, to me, this suggests that the epidemiologist we were talking about earlier in the week is correct, that a lot of the so-called COVID-19 cases are actually influenza. And it's just crazy out there here. All righty. Now, little bit of good news, because there are a lot of people who don't want the vaccine. And again, there are international laws, treaties, Nuremberg, so forth and so on, saying that people cannot be forced to undergo medical treatment without their informed consent. And there's a lot of people who are very informed saying, you know, I don't consent. So there are all these coercive measures being applied. You can't go to shopping. You can't go to sporting events. Even worse, you can't go to your job. You know, your employers are saying you will have to have the vaccine to work here. But apparently there has been a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of California by Greg Glaser and Ray Flores. And basically, they presented results of a pilot study showing that unvaccinated adults and children are healthier than their vaccinated counterparts. And they're seeking to protect Americans from discrimination based on vaccination status. And I hope they do well. But with this corrupt court system, I don't know. It's just totally gone under. Now, California right now is under some of the strictest controls in the nation. Arizona has a statewide curfew, among other restrictions. Rhode Island has extended its lockdown orders until January 28th. Here in Indiana, we're now at stage red, which is the top level, and we're trying to see exactly what that implies for the Hoosiers that are going to have to live with it here. Getting on back out to California, apparently a quarter of Los Angeles residents, 2.4 million people, live in what are called pharmacy deserts. They don't have close access to pharmacy services. Well, I'm sure there's a business opportunity there, and we'll see what happens. The CDC is admitting that at least 21 Americans have suffered life-threatening allergic reactions to Pfizer's COVID vaccine, but they're saying still get the shot because the problems are rare. You know, it's only a tiny, tiny percentage probability that you're going to die from this shot. And you need to go back over to the FDA and read their list of 27 possible adverse reactions to this vaccination, some of which may not manifest for weeks, if not months. This thing is just absolutely turning into a disaster here. Now, this is a little bit alarming. Earlier in the show, I was talking about getting rid of the First Amendment, and this may be the first shot or the justification. Okay, I got to take another break for commercials. Going to talk about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about COVID-19 and what may be the lever to basically get rid of the First Amendment right to freedom of expression here. And apparently there is this zealotry regarding COVID-19, and we are seeing calls to actually silence anybody who's skeptical of COVID-19 or the vaccines. Keir Starmer, appearing on ITV's Good Morning Britain, said, "We have to deal with the anti-vax campaigns because they will cost lives. And if we need to pass emergency legislation to deal with them, I would be prepared to work with the government on that." And basically, he tried to compare this to wartime, when obviously there was strict restrictions on freedom of speech here. So that's going to be coming here to the United States of America very, very soon. That's going to be the excuse to put limits on the First Amendment. But again, we're dealing with a government that has made some horrendous mistakes in the past. I mean, they told us thalidomide was safe, and they told us the swine flu vaccine was safe in 1976. So we need those voices out there that say, wait a minute, what about this set of facts here? Over in New York, and this is getting even a little scarier, they've got a new law, they're under consideration, that would allow authorities to take anyone suspected of having or being exposed to a contagious disease, in this case COVID-19, and hold them indefinitely, even forcibly medicating them. And apparently, under the new law, if it's passed, New Yorkers may be dragged out of their homes and locked up on the mere suspicion of having been exposed to COVID-19. No positive test or even symptoms necessary. I mean, how Kafkaesque can you get? Just, it's insane. And other states apparently are looking at similar laws. And what a good way to cull the American people of independent thinkers. Oh, you're an independent thinker. Well, you've been exposed to COVID-19. Come along peacefully. Over in Great Britain, apparently Scotland Yard officials have announced the adoption of a new hardline lockdown policy to stop and question people if they are out on the street and to issue on-the-spot fines if they cannot provide a reasonable excuse for being out of their houses. Now, this is coming from the London Telegraph, and they're reporting London's Metropolitan Police issued a statement noting that with fewer reasonable excuses for people to be away from their homes and the regulations, Londoners can expect officers to be more inquisitive as to why they see them out and about. So, I mean, this is, you know, talk about dictatorship here. Now, here is a story. This is coming on out of Zero Hedge, and I'm not sure I buy this one here. Apparently, there is a YouGov survey, and according to Statista's Martin Armstrong, 79% of the British subjects say they support a nationwide lockdown to some degree. And I'm not sure that I actually believe the number is that high. Meanwhile, the British supermarket chain Asda is urging customers to shop considerately and not stockpile. Remember earlier the year, the fury over the toilet paper and everything that was going on here. Okay, so let's turn to the international news now. On Tuesday, the United States Navy released a report called A Strategic Blueprint for the Arctic. And what they're calling for is a confrontation with Russia and China in the Arctic. Oh, goody, we're going to start shooting up polar bears now. The strategy fits in with the U.S. military's focus away from counterterrorism in the Middle East, because that hasn't really worked out all that well, towards, you know, great power competition. So that's setting the stage. Again, we're rushing towards a world war, and it's going to get really ugly. Article coming out of Palladium Mag. China's real threat is to America's ruling ideology. And there's talk about taking the current economic war with China and transforming it into a culture war. And basically saying, you know, in the short version is China won't do what the United States tells it to do, which is an unforgivable sin to Washington, D.C. Over in Syria, apparently the Turkish army is concerned over a possible Russian advance on Syria's al-Bab. And the Turks have been increasing their presence in greater Idlib, despite the recent withdrawal of observation posts, which had been encircled by the Syrian army. They're still fighting on over there. The new year is off to a bloody start in the West Bank. Apparently, Israeli soldiers are still using lethal force against Palestinians who are unarmed and not a threat. And apparently a Palestinian man was shot dead at a settlement road junction near the West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday. Now, the military claimed that the dead man, identified as Ahed Abdulrahman, rented lips, Kaukas, had thrown a knife at soldiers. But witnesses are saying that no, that didn't happen. Anyway, little interesting development. Apparently, two right-wing Israeli parties have signed a vote-sharing agreement in what appears to be an effort to sideline Netanyahu's Likud in the upcoming election. And so, you know, Netanyahu is definitely past his sell-by date here. And the move was signed by the leader of the Yamina party, Naftali Bennett, and Gideon Sa'ar, the founder of the Tikva Hadha, New Hope Party, who recently resigned from the Likud. Netanyahu may be in a little bit of trouble there. Now, here is a very interesting story that is coming out of Zero Hedge here. At the moment when everybody was watching the protests at the U.S. Capitol building and all the violence and everything, Israel again attacked Syria, hitting southern Damascus with a series of airstrikes. And this is the third such strike in 3 weeks. But what really strikes me as odd is that Israel seemed to know ahead of time that things were going to go wild in Washington, D.C., and that nobody would be paying attention to what they're doing. Well, wrong. We're paying attention, and we will continue to do so. Now, Sudan yesterday signed the Abraham Accords with the United States, paving the way for Sudan to normalize ties with Israel. So they're definitely getting Israel what it wants, which is recognition as a state, while denying Palestine the exact same right. Over in Iran, they have showcased their new suicide drones during a large-scale UAV combat exercise. It was a two-day exercise in Saman province. And in coastal waters, it started Tuesday, ended today. And according to the Iranian Army Chief, Admiral Mahmoud Mousavi, naval drones will fly from warships in the country's southern waters, while suicide UAVs will additionally conduct long-range sorties. Now, underscoring the nature of the exercise as a show of strength at a moment U.S. forces in the region, including the Nimitz, Mousavi emphasized that the Islamic Republic of Iran is one of the able and most powerful countries in the field of drone production. And, of course, hacking that American drone and getting that technology didn't hurt them on that. All right. South Korea has sent the destroyer Choi Young to patrol in the Persian Gulf following Iran's seizure of a South Korean-flagged tanker in the waters. Now, Iran claimed the tanker was guilty of environmental violations. South Korea wants it back, and so they're out there rattling their sabers. Meanwhile, over in Korea, a U.S. spy plane, an EP-3E Ares II, flew over two cities in South Korea and then flew out to the Yellow Sea. This is all along the demilitarized zone. And this was the day after North Korea kicked off its party Congress. So they're trying to send a message there. Now, over in China, they are getting ready to deploy their DF-17 hypersonic missiles, and apparently their transporter erector launcher has received a stealth camouflaged cover that makes it more challenging for the U.S. and allies to identify via reconnaissance satellites. And, of course, they can put out decoy trucks at the same time to confuse the situation. So they're basically getting ready to go there. And according to the video, the transporter has a hypersonic missile encased in a shell as it traverses desert terrain. Okay, let's get into the economic news now here. And apparently last year, retail investors outperformed the hedge funds by 14 to 1. Well, that's bad news for the hedge funds here and all those instant billionaires that seem to happen from that. Manhattan is seeing a major population decline. And apparently Frank Gehry's 76-story Inception luxury apartment building has vacancies have surged 26%. Hundreds of units are unoccupied. New Yorkers are heading for cheaper cities amid the pandemic, and I certainly understand that. I mean, Claire and I, even after a year, we're still shocked at how much less expensive things are here than they were in Hawaii. And so a lot of people are getting out of the highly taxed Democratic areas, and they're flooding into more conservative, fiscally responsible states like Indiana. Meanwhile, the New York Stock Exchange has gone through yet another reversal and said it will delist three of China's largest telecommunication companies to comply with President Trump's executive order he signed in November. And they're delisting China Mobile Limited, China Telecom Corp Limited, China Unicom Hong Kong. They did that on New Year's Eve. Then they said Monday they were reversing the decision. Then they reversed again, and they're going ahead with delisting the companies. Okay, let's see. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, this strange situation where apparently $1.8 billion, with a B, dollars was sent from Vatican to Australia. And the Vatican has now officially responded to that, saying, we have no knowledge of this money. We don't have that kind of money. Well, that's a lie there. They certainly do here. Apparently, there's scandals and irregularities at the Vatican Bank continue to emerge, with the latest being the disappearance of the $1.8 billion. Let's see. Trying to remember his name. Roberto Calvi. Remember him? He'd been president of the Vatican Bank. They found his body hanging under London Bridge in London some years ago. We're seeing predictions now. This is from Goldcorp. Gold will reach $2,300 and silver $35 by the end of 2021. I think they may be rather pessimistic. I'm hearing other people saying that gold is going to break 3,000. So, you know, buy now while it's still low and then hang on to it, because we're going to see some economic problems here. Meanwhile, New York is so desperate for tax revenues that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced yesterday they're going to legalize recreational marijuana because they're expecting it will generate $300 million in tax revenue. And, you know, remember when we were all told, you know, marijuana is bad. Remember Reefer Madness? We had to watch that in school. But now the government has decided drugs are good as long as they can be taxed. Same with alcohol, same with cigarettes, same with anything else the American people want. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Bill Gates is pushing the lab-grown meat and over farm production, possibly being part of a plan to industrialize and commercialize all food production, so that we become dependent on corporations simply to eat. And supporting that story is another story coming out of The Guardian, where apparently the Ice Age Farmer Channel is reporting claims of localized chicken culls in Great Britain focused on these small or medium producers. Now, the official story is this is in response to the bird flu, but observers are saying this is a directed move against independent sources of food. Over in New York, they have proposed a new bill that would ban body armor. It makes possession a crime, and if you already have body armor in New York, it's not going to be grandfathered in. You will have to turn it in or face arrest. So it's another indication that they are very, very much afraid of the American people. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, area code 512-248 8252, and a little bit of news here, a little bit of good news, we're in the science news. Over at the Arecibo Observatory, Puerto Rico has committed $8 million to its reconstruction. Now, it's going to take a little bit more than that, obviously, but they're going to pay for the demolition of what remains of the telescope and to at least get started on a reconstruction, and I'm sure there'll be other people donating to rebuild that observatory. Meanwhile, China, because of the collapse of Arecibo, is going to allow foreign astronomers to use its 1,600-foot radio telescope. And this is designed very much like the Arecibo telescope, except it's considerably larger, and it's called the 500-meter aperture spherical radio telescope, or FAST for short, and it is absolutely, absolutely huge. All right, getting into computers and such, internet security firm FireEye has revealed the enormous SolarWinds hack that left upwards of 250 agencies and businesses unprotected for weeks was launched from inside the United States, which hasn't stopped the corporate media from blaming Moscow for it. Now, the mega hack, which affected 250 networks, went undetected by Washington security systems because it originated within the United States. But unfortunately, again, blame Moscow, blame Moscow, blame Moscow. Apparently, Microsoft's email system was also breached. Okay, we got to take a break here. The phone lines are open. Call on in and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And welcome back to our show here. And again, the phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to get back to some news here. There's a lot of obviously fraudulent criminal activity out there on the internet, and you need to be aware of it. something that Claire and I both experienced over this last week is we got a text message that was addressed to our phone numbers and some 20 other. I think there's an upper limit on how many people can be on a single message that simply had a link which went to a porn website. And apparently the porn website is trying to plant some kind of malware on smartphones here. There's also apparently a phishing email. It's another text here. It's a PayPal text message, or it appears to be a PayPal text message saying your account is limited, and then it gives you a link that you're supposed to click to reestablish your PayPal account. That, too, is also fake as well. All right, we're going to go to the phones here to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hello, Mike. You know, you're right on target there. I can see you get around a lot. It's false of liberals, you know, lack of a better term, and their vicious hatred and reveling in the blood over a woman being shot in the Capitol. It's disgusting. And it's actually quite revealing, too, you know.
Okay, Bruce, yes, I'm going to ask you to put the microphone closer to your mouth because we can hardly hear you.
Is that any better?
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the Capitol shooting, you know, people are celebrating. I've been seeing that, and it's real disturbing. I mean, it's like a mind infected with just hatred and poison. I mean, it's satanic, just about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And why hasn't the name of this officer, I heard it was a Secret Service agent, I heard it was Capitol Police, supposedly a black man who shot a white woman in the throat, and she was unarmed, and we don't know his name. We knew Kavanaugh's name that very same day, you know? Rule of law is out the window.
Yes, it is.
It's tyranny. It's straight up tyranny. I remember when Barack Obama, tyranny's not going to come to the United States. Well, he was full of it. It's right in our face right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Thanks a lot, and let you continue with the show, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much. And actually, we're almost to the station break. So I'm going to do a little more news. We've got another caller waiting here. Apparently, and I may be mispronouncing this, Zyxel firewalls, VPN gateways, apparently have a backdoor account that was discovered by a team of Dutch security researchers from iControl, and they consider it as bad as it gets in terms of vulnerabilities, because obviously if that backdoor account is known to you know, evil people like the government, they can come into your system whenever they feel like it and do all kinds of problems. Okay, there's the music here. We're going to take a break for station identification. More phone calls when we come back.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.